would like for you now to take a deep breath in, filling yourself all the way to the pelvic floor, going up and around the head, filling the head all the way down to the pelvic floor. For right now, you're going to imagine that you are in the Black Lake, right up to the top of the thighs, but not touching the pelvic floor. So that the very top of the thighs, even with the pelvic floor, energetically are one and the same. So just imagining that it's really almost like a literal floor, the whole area. And as you're bringing this energy in, up and around, and filling yourself, and that includes all the way down the arms, and down the fingers, straight to the tips of the fingers. And all the way down to the pelvic floor, completely filled. And now seeing your emotional body and recognizing that a lot of the energies in the emotional body are at the waist level on down. And sometimes it is if the elementals, the devas and elementals in your legs have a syncopated or synchronized, that's the word we want, a synchronized connection to your emotions. It's one of the reasons why, if you prefer how, the body expresses that fight or flight, because the legs play an important part in either reaction. Either they carry you away from danger, or they plant you squarely in the midst of it. So in recognizing this, it is important to realize in one very definite sense, your emotions have legs. They are part and parcel of your reaction to emotion. And so when working with the emotional body, and when you're giving it a shake and a snap, and you're seeing the energy rolling off, out, healed and transformed by you, and your intention for that to be, make sure that you see that energy enter the void and disappear. Remembering again and again, it's healed and transformed, healed and transformed. Will to unify, for that power to heal through love, bagging it up in that beautiful indigo blue bag with the silver stars and the silver cord. Remembering, silver is feminine, receptive, tying it up, that power to heal through love, tying it up with the energy of reception, so that the person that is healing and transforming this can receive it. And then encasing it in that bag of the will to evolve. Beautiful golden orange. There's the color of transformation. And tying it up with gold cord. Masculine, the ability to apply that healing and that transforming to the individual. More so even than the will to be and the will to synthesize. There is a much stronger relationship between the will to unify, the will to synthesize, and the will to adapt, the will to evolve. One is the power to heal through love. The other is the power to transform. They transform the consciousness from the lower mind to the higher mind. Remembering what we said about consciousness and love. Love and consciousness. Now, I want you to take another deep breath in, and this time all the way down to your toes. Up and around, down, all the way down to your toes. Filling your legs as well as the rest of you. And picturing this breath and this light and this energy filling every cell and atom. Every molecule and atom with this energy. And we're going to you to think about the energy of transformation, filling yourself with this energy of transformation. Every cell and atom down to the ends of your hair. Into the very fiber of your fingernails and toenails. Every nook and cranny in the body. All the parts everywhere. Leaving nothing out. Filling yourself. All the way and filling yourself all the way up with the power to heal through love. Letting yourself activate your magnetism. Setting in motion this power, this ability to heal yourself. Through love. Through love. The power to heal yourself through love. And stop thinking of the ishy-gishy, wooshy-wooshy. Remember what love really is. That power, that ability, those qualities. Remembering to add that active intelligence, that consciousness, that ability to be aware and to be able to handle complex thoughts. Opening your mind to receive new ideas. So in this instance, you could call on the qualities of silver and bring that quality, those qualities, especially receptivity, but there are many. Bringing those qualities into every cell and atom of the body to facilitate receptiveness. Like anything else that we've touched on, manifesting, and we've talked about this many times, manifesting is a process. There are steps. And when you're trying to manifest a specific thing in a specific direction, the steps will necessarily change. Now, we gave you a generic set of steps. As you grow spiritually and in your ability to think, you will have a greater and greater ability to know how to manifest good health, how to manifest grace, how to increase vitality. Everything in this reality is energy. It is thought energy. And what can be thought can be changed by other thoughts. Healing yourselves is not impossible. It does, however, take a real commitment to stand for humanity. You're here for a reason. You're given these things for a reason. And whatever you may think, however you may feel, you are all blessed with the exact physical equipment that you require to fulfill your purpose here. And the only thing standing between you and that is you, the personality, the moon life, the way that you pander to your moon, the way that you ignore what your body is telling you. Take another deep breath in, filling yourself all the way down to your toes. Feeling how much emptiness there is in a physical form, how much room there is for growth, for information, for knowledge. Every single cell and atom of your physical form is capable, A, of holding information, B, of applying the information as directed, remembering that you can direct energy through the choices that you make, whether they are conscious choices or the other kind. Either way, your body reacts to your choices. It listens to your words and it obeys. The following law: energy follows thought. That's a universal truth. And there are laws about that truth. Laws that uphold it, enforce it, make it so. Taking another deep breath in. Letting this breath carry you. Carry your consciousness, following the breath up and around with your consciousness, following it, traveling with it, going up into the head, around the head, all the way down through the shoulders, the arms, fingers, wrists, going all the way down the torso, and then on past the pelvic floor, down the legs, all the way down the legs, clearing away any negative, harmful energy, if you will. Energy that has an outcome that runs contrary to what you really want. Just clearing it out. Nothing to fear here. And carrying this energy away. And all of the energy that's passed through the physical body. Let it be carried away by angels and devas of a different order. Carry it away to study it. And it's a nice benefit that it relieves you of a certain burden. Let yourself sense the little lightness of being that results from the removal of that energy. And now, feeling the energy, the vitality, and your magnetism to it, drawing those energetic waves up and through the toes, up the foot, close to the sole of the foot, and taking a moment here to focus on the soles of your feet. Think about them, calling that your soul. The soles of your foot, the very part of you that directly experiences the underlying fabricating energy of this reality. It's your feet. Thinking about the sensitivity in your feet. How your feet give you lots of information if you're paying attention. They can tell you quite a bit about the reality all around you. So allow yourself to experience the connection between your feet and the earth beneath them. Now, from this experience, want you to call on those devas and elementals who have absorbed the most energy from the will to be up into the feet. Up the legs. Up the torso. Picturing traveling up the torso. Up the neck. Up the head. Out the crown. Feeling it fountaining out the crown, down and around your body, covering it all the way around, encircling it as it fountains down, all the way down, past your toes, beneath your feet, and then letting go, allowing all the energies to let go. Bringing all of your awareness back into the room. Feeling yourself becoming fully present to this moment, right now. Centering yourself into this reality. Thanking yourself as soul. Thanking all the masters. Amoria, Kuhumi, Lady Nada, Serapis Bay, Hilarion, Jesus Christ, Saint Germain, thanking the wills that are moving through you and outward from you in all directions. Sharing gratitude with yourself as soul, all the angels and the devas, the elementals who are working with you. And let yourself exist for a long moment in this gratitude. And with that, we bid you namaste.